This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The latest consumer price index numbers, 7.9% over the past 12 months ending in February, show just how widely inflation pressures have spread over the past year. The pandemic fiscal stimulus is done. The Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates next week, tightening financial conditions. The White House is warning a frustrated Putin has the resources to launch chemical weapons in Ukraine.
That they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. With Russia's economy in ruins, the stock market remains closed in Russia for fear of a run on the Russian currency. And its bonds near default, global investors are set for major losses from Russian investments. In recent days, major financial players have disclosed Russian debt defaults will hurt. One example, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, has lost roughly $17 billion since the invasion. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Biden administration and IRS leadership have called for more IRS funding critical to help with the backlog of tax returns. Tim Berg reports.
The IRS is hiring 10,000 new employees in an attempt to handle a backlog of tax returns. They will add 5,000 in the next couple of months, with another 5,000 by the end of the year. The agency has over 23 million unprocessed forms and requests that need to be attended to, with the goal to get that number down to 1 million by the end of the year. The IRS has already begun paying mandatory overtime to over 6,000 employees, as well as hiring contractors.
Emilio Delgado, the actor portraying Luis on Sesame Street, has reportedly passed away Thursday at the age of 81 in New York. Don't forget, daylight savings time kicks in early Sunday morning. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
NASA will hold a press conference Monday, March 14th, to discuss the upcoming debut of the agency's Mega Moon rocket and integrated spacecraft for the automated Artemis 1 lunar mission. The Artemis missions will begin a long-term lunar presence and serve as a way station on the way to Mars. Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, President Putin is claiming World War III and nuclear weapons to any nation that interferes. This week, the White House is now using words like chemical weapons. Spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern.
Well, they have a large biological and chemical weapons program, so it's a pattern, but they also have the capacity. Well, I'm not going to get into specific intelligence. We look at all of those factors. And we also know, and one of the reasons, one of the main issue that prompted my Twitter thread yesterday was that Russia has a history also of inventing outright lies like this, which is the suggestion that the United States has a chemical and biological weapons program, or Ukraine does, that they're operating. Russia is the one is the country that has a chemical and biological weapons program. So the objective was to make clear the inaccuracy of the information, the misinformation they're trying to put out, and make clear to the world that they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons, and that in this moment we should have our eyes open for that possibility.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, what you should be learning by now in order to get back on track is that we've got to return to first principles. We've got to know the truth. This idea the truth is relative is what has us in a big mess and has given way to this misinformation campaign that's coming out of Russia and Ukraine, even in our own country. You just don't know what to believe anymore. And as I was trying to bring out with Liz Peek this morning, is that there's an old business axiom that says people will do that which they get rewarded for. You've got to understand, in war, there are people that get rewarded for countries being at war. And their ambition and their focus is, okay, how can we get another war whipped up? You kind of understand, I know it sounds cynical, but you look back historically and you see the windfall profits that happened that even Eisenhower warned us about. The military-industrial complex, which has sophisticated itself far more than President Eisenhower could even have thought possible. With us right now is Larry Klayman. He's the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Larry, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure to be with you, an honor as well.
Well, I'll tell you, it's mutual, Larry. I've known you for a long time. I appreciate that you're a modern day, Paul Revere in a sense. I mean, you have been sounding the alarm for the American people for a long time. And, you and along with, John Whitehead with Rutherford Institute have been for decades saying, look, we are in trouble. We got trouble here in River City. And now it's on full display, all this idiocy and incompetency. But, I think it's easy to just blame it on incompetency. No, you've got to see that this is a design plan. The American people, we the people, the world for that matter, is being worked right now, are we not?
We are. And, yeah, it's beyond incompetency. You're absolutely right. Biden and the left have a master plan to destroy the country. And you can see it, whether it's, as I say in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, which you can get at freedomwatchusa.org. or Amazon.com or the booksellers, is that number one, take total control over COVID. That's the way they corralled us to begin with. Then use the FBI and Justice Department as a Gestapo to quell all dissent. Then use federal judges to throw people in prison on top of that. Mm-hmm. And they're the lackeys of the establishment. Next, dump trillions of dollars into the economy so people don't want to work, creating rapid rising inflation, which is now exacerbated with the war in Ukraine and the sanctions on Russia, then destroy Judeo-Christian values, erasing the distinction between man and a woman, dividing the races. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a racist now. And, of course, fomenting violent crime. So it destabilizes the country, and last but not least, destroying the military, and they've done that. So, yeah, it's a master plan, and you can see it.
Exactly.
Here's the litmus test in the last few days. Biden will not open up our energy industry. Mm. He is keeping it corralled. He wants us destroyed. And it's as simple as that, because once you destroy something, you can take hold of the people, and we'll become dependent even more on the government, and socialism and communism will then be implemented in full tilt.
Well, Larry, just as dangerous, in my humble opinion, is what's happening with our food supply. I mean, right now, our government is paying farmers not to grow. And guess what? We've got the number three, number four food production, you know, wheat producer in the country right now that is hamstrung and being taken over by the Russians. And just like we're looking to the Russians for oil, when we got plenty of resources ourselves, and we have plenty of food here, just got to have farmers do what farmers do, and tell them grow, baby, grow. Tell our you know fuel producers drill, baby, drill. And by that, we don't mean in a haphazard, irresponsible sort of way, but in a smart way. I mean, we know how to do this. But again, to your exact point, this is all by design, and people aren't seeing this. And oh, by the way, which recently came to my notice is look at the price of fertilizer. And that is telling. The fact that fertilizer has gone up so dramatically in the last several years and what it's doing for the price of food. Like you said, the government is circling the wagons around our natural resources so that we can be beholden to them and we're no longer free. This is what this is. It's a slow chokehold, but it's getting to the point where we're like in the ninth inning here, Larry, and we've got to do something about this.
You're absolutely right. You raise the fertilizer. We are dependent on Russia for fertilizer. So these sanctions, which are mainly just to feel good, shot ourselves in the foot because you can't grow food without the fertilizer. Fertilizer comes from oil, energy, that kind of thing. And this points to it. Let's go back in time. What caused World War II?
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
When we choked Germany of, you know, with reparations. And that gave the rise to Hitler, and also when we cut off oil to Japan. You know, I'm watching this morning the conference of the European Union at Versailles, and the journalists are getting up, and they're challenging the leaders of Europe. You know, what have you done to help the Ukrainians? Oh, we have sanctions, and we may put on more. And they're basically calling their bluff. They're saying, you know, you haven't done anything.
Right.
And they're sitting there, typically European. And we become European in many ways. You know, we just talk. We don't act. If you're going to solve this thing, then you go in and take care of business. But you don't mess around with sanctions, which is simply like poking the Russian bear. Mm-hmm. If you shoot at the Russian bear, you better kill it or it's going to get up and kill you.
Exactly.
You know, and this is just a game to say that they've done something when they haven't done anything. And then you look at Kamala Harris that they sent over to Poland, which was more than an embarrassment yesterday. She starts laughing again at the thought of humanitarian aid. She can't put a thought together. Everything she says is a platitude. There's nothing behind it. And the Polish president's looking at her like, where did you come from? Have you landed from Mars?
Yeah, is she on permanent jet lag or something, Larry? I don't know what's going on. I mean, here we are. We're concerned about the synapses not firing in a clearly you know, feeble president of the United States. But I guess that disease is spreading because she's as bad, if not worse.
She never was very intelligent. You know, how did she get her start? Mm-hmm. Excuse the French, but she got on her back for Willie Brown.
Right.
I mean, that's what got her political start. She's never been smart. You know, and you know, when she was younger, she was relatively attractive, so that's what pushed her through. But she has nothing behind the facade. And you know, if Biden goes, and I believe he probably will either be forced out or he'll probably have a stroke or whatever, he's close to it now, the Democrats will move her out. She's a danger to them as well, because she doesn't know what she's doing, and she's not very intelligent.
Well, she could only garner, what, about 3% in the primaries of her own party, and now she's the vice president of the United States? I mean, it's typical of what progressives have done. I mean, even with this progressive agenda, they could only get maybe a third of their party in the primaries. Yeah. But somehow we're supposed to believe that all of America wanted these progressive agendas?
Well, and that tells you something, that we've become like South Africa. I don't mean that in a racial sense. But, you know, we've turned the country over based on affirmative action to people who aren't ready for prime time. There are a lot of intelligent blacks, like many of them are my friends, like Alan Keyes, like Justice Clarence Thomas, like others. But these people got where they got through affirmative action. So we have an affirmative action.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Larry after this. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We are blessed to celebrate over 7 decades of global radio outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcast in multiple languages. God certainly had a plan for Reverend Byers' vision all those years ago. But there are so many people who still haven't heard the good news, and our Diamond Vision describes our plan to embrace that need. The fourth key facet of this initiative is Verify, which outlines our goal to measure the effectiveness of our outreach activities, to both manage them well and to demonstrate the efficient stewardship of resources. We're honored that Christians choose to share their faith through the Tide Ministry and want to be the best stewards of what the Lord has given us through their support. To learn how the Tide Ministry measures impact and maintains accountability for the resources provided by those who generously help us tell people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Larry Klayman continues with us as we talk about Putin's nuclear threat, which is part of a new escalation policy while NATO countries are pouring weapons into Ukraine. What is all this about? He's the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, current chair of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Larry, we've got to activate we the people. And they need to understand that, you know, they don't have to go to college. You don't have to go anything else. You got to do some homework. I mean, you've got to be, you know, you have to have some civic responsibility. And you've got to realize that, like it or not, you've got skin in the game. And where this country is heading, it is in the wrong direction. I think most Americans are realizing this. And they say, okay, you know, they'll ask me, say, well, what do we do about it? And Larry, I know you've got some solutions here. You know, let's get people on track here so that we can regain, you know, control of this country that we the people are supposed to have control of.
Well, the first thing we do is to restore law and order like our founding fathers did. When the king took our legal system away, we decided that we were going to go our own way. And, you know, that's a fact. We don't have a system of justice that holds anybody accountable if you're part of the elite or the establishment. So what I talk about in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, is citizens' grand juries, citizens' trials like we did in the Old West. It is legal. It's proper. You even have the right for a citizen's arrest in this country. You have to turn the person over to law enforcement. So between April 20th and 22nd of this year, we are going to be trying Joe Biden for bribery, yes, from Russia, from Ukraine, Ukraine before the current government of Ukraine when it was very, very corrupt. We are holding him accountable for the deaths in Afghanistan, particularly the drone strike that killed 7 innocent children. He had to look tough in his own political world after 13 GIs died because of his negligence and his dealings with the Taliban in Afghanistan. And then we're holding Fauci accountable for lying under oath to Congress and also collaborating with the communist Chinese. Obviously, the Chinese creating a bioweapon which got out either accidentally or by design. Mm-hmm. And then federal judges who are violating their oath of office and throwing peaceful protesters from January 6th in prison before they even have a trial and without bail. And then giving them jail time and forcing confessions as if this is Iran. I did something terrible because I walked into the Capitol. Mm-hmm. That's point one. Point two, our Third Continental Congress bill, which you're aware of, and we're continuing that. We intend to have our delegates vote for independence. We need a new government, not a new nation. Mm-hmm. We need leaders like Washington.
Which, by the way, is cited in the preamble of our Declaration of Independence, right? I mean, this is what this is based on. Go ahead, Larry.
That's right. Well, when in the course of human events, the sovereign no longer represents the people, they have a right under the laws of nature and nature's God, not man law, God's law, to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone. We don't have to be violent. We just say, okay, we're going our own way. And here are the leaders we're putting up. And we want judges, federal judges, who are not there for life and put on the bench through bribery, which is campaign contributions and other forms of grease by special interest. That's why they don't represent us. And Jefferson said, unelected, unaccountable to the people. He was against Article III judges. They would become despots and tyrants, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again every 20 years or so. And he didn't want to see that. Either do you, either do I. But we need to completely overhaul the system. And we can see right now, you've got Biden out there and the Democrats destroying the country, and all the Republicans do is go on Fox News and raise money.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Great ideas, you know, Tom Cotton, but, you know, not one of your ideas has ever been implemented because what's more important is raising money, obtaining power, and then they're lying to the American people. Just vote for us in November and everything will be okay. No, Biden's still going to be in office. He's going to have another 2 years, and we can't survive three from this point.
Exactly.
And President Trump, you know, he had a good sense. I was listening to him yesterday. He gave an interview, but he's not coming back. The Democrats are going to indict him for tax fraud and tax evasion unfairly. but that's going to tie him down in New York. They flipped his accountant. His accountant now is going to testify against him. And, you know, so we have to do it for ourselves. There's no political messiah, and we need a new government, not a new nation. But we also need to enforce the rule of law ourselves, just like Wyatt Earp did. Exactly. In the Old West.
Well, you mentioned the Biden corruption, but you didn't mention, and maybe it was just a skip here, in terms of his corruption with China. You know, his family, well engaged and elite, captured by the Chinese, well documented by Peter Schweizer. So you've got all this fraud that has taken place by the Biden family. And, of course, it's endless. I mean, even with Nancy Pelosi, you know, why hasn't she had an investigation, even a special counsel on the Chinese regarding the origination of COVID? Well, then you find out that her family... Yeah, then you find her family is getting money from the Chinese. So it's like...
Here's a litmus test, Bill. Is that Peter Schweizer's done excellent work. Okay, I have all of his books. But I call him up, and I don't get a return call because I'm leaving messages. Peter, would you appear in front of our citizens' grand juries? Would you testify at a trial with Biden? Mm-hmm. No, he just wants to write a book and make money. You got to take the next step. Now, maybe he can be convinced... Mm-hmm. But it's not enough to write books. It's not enough to do investigations. We need action.
Yes.
Because our country is slipping away very, very quickly. It's on its knees right now, gasping for air, mm-hmm. for real leadership.
Exactly.
And we need real leadership. And we need to take actions, and we can't be afraid. You know, there's strength in numbers. As Franklin said, either we all hang together or separately we will hang. We're hanging right now.
Right.
And
well, case in point, look what's going on.
I commend you for the work you did.
Yeah. Right. But, I hear what you're saying. Point well taken. And case in point, look what's happening in Ukraine. How are they able to hold back this incredible military force? And it's to your exact point. It's because they're in it together. And doing what they can, and of course, you know, very slow help from Joe Biden. I mean, on two occasions, he was supposed to get them some military equipment that they should have had long ago, and he's been slow walking this. Wait a minute. You know, when you have life being measured in seconds, and you say, oh, in a couple of months, we'll address that issue, forget it. The casualty numbers are just continuing to mount up, and the American people are seeing this, Larry, and they're going, enough of this stuff. You know, we've got to do something about it, and I get it. Some people think, oh, we shouldn't be the police of the world, but the fact of the matter is America has been the responsible party. We've been leaders in this whole situation to defend democracy, defend freedom and human rights, and here we are. I mean, it's like deja vu all over again. We're back to World War I and World War II, sitting on the sidelines waiting for, you know, millions more people to be annihilated. This is disgusting.
And these people... These people, Bill, are Christians and Jews, okay, and they are our people. And, you know, I, by the way, I've never been so proud. I really didn't think about it much before, but I'm half Ukrainian. I'm a quarter Polish. I'm a quarter Lithuanian. My grandparents, I'm a Jewish Christian, but my grandfather and grandmother fled Ukraine because of anti-Semitism. Now you have a Jewish president. I mean, look how far they have come.
Amazing.
Into the world of freedom and liberty. And, you know, we have an obligation not to let our own people be massacred and to sit there and watch like we did in World War II when 6 million Jews and others were exterminated. We just watched. Franklin Roosevelt and the American government knew what was going on. So did the Europeans. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to waste bombs. And we saw what happened. You know, you can go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. They admit it. That we knew. We can't let that happen again. And, you know, if we cease to exist, it's because we've allowed other people to destroy the vision of liberty and freedom.
Well, it's an awesome responsibility that the founding fathers put upon us, and we assumed it. Many of us in defending the country and taking an oath of office that never expires, Larry, when we chose to serve this country. And, you know, when you are we the people, you know, you have no choice. You've got to be all in to the principles that have built this country and that will continue, God willing, that this country will continue on into the next generation. Larry Klayman has been our guest. Don't forget his book, linked on our website. It takes a counter-revolution. Wake up, America. Thank you, Larry. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The latest consumer price index numbers, 7.9% over the past 12 months ending in February, show just how widely inflation pressures have spread over the past year. The pandemic fiscal stimulus is done. The Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates next week, tightening financial conditions. The White House is warning a frustrated Putin has the resources to launch chemical weapons in Ukraine.
That they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. With Russia's economy in ruins, the stock market remains closed in Russia for fear of a run on the Russian currency. And its bonds near default, global investors are set for major losses from Russian investments. In recent days, major financial players have disclosed Russian debt defaults will hurt. One example, BlackRock. The world's largest asset manager has lost roughly $17 billion since the invasion. USA Radio News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Glad you could join us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, Bill Martinez Live Show, either one, we'll get you there, .com. And in fact, you've got our entire category, our archive of these great guests like Larry Klayman and John Whitehead, Liz Peek that we've had today. Just go to the website, download. We're givers, so we don't charge you anything. They're there to educate you, because this is the foundation of all. When we get back to first principles, we have to be educated. We have to be knowledgeable. This idea of a low information voter, which Rush Limbaugh used to talk about quite frequently, this is what's killing America, ladies and gentlemen, is that we can no longer accept a laissez-faire kind of attitude and just rely on 8-second sound bites and what we're getting, you know, from these devices, these handheld devices, you know, dictating to us our worldview and our responses to that. Shelley Huey is with us now. Shelley has been such a dear friend over the years, and I just so appreciate her. And what always sticks out, you know, to me about her is her connection with God and how she is the consummate prayer warrior. I mean, you know, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, and that man is the generic deal, so don't get pronoun sensitive on me, okay? So if you want to say man or woman, that's okay. Availeth much. So in that verse, boy, that tells you a lot right there, doesn't it, Shelley?
It sure does. And Bill, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show today. The one thing I love about you is that you are an example of a fighter that fights the good fight. That verse is so powerful when I think of you, because you don't give up. You don't, you know, throw in the towel or push back. And that's exactly how we as believers that are filled with the Holy Spirit need to operate in prayer. We fight. We don't stop. And that's it in a nutshell. The availeth much. Mm. Wow. I mean, you can't imagine what your prayer does. Mm. You know, your prayer, your little prayer that you're saying to the Lord in your home by yourself, you have no idea how it's affecting things. And you probably won't find out until you get to heaven and God says, oh, by the way, look what happened.
Yeah, I did answer that prayer. You didn't see it, but I did. And we accept that because we're to live by faith. Faith is, you know, that component that you don't necessarily see and touch and feel with your human senses, but it's something in your heart, in your spirit that says, you know, I follow somebody who is trustworthy, an awesome Almighty God who is faithful, and that's who my faith is in. The other thing in that component about the fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman. Again, one of the themes, Shelley, for the last couple of years has been that we have to return to first principles. We got to understand what righteousness means. You know, and some people say, look at Bill, I've been praying and everything. Okay, well, I'm not your judge. I'm just only saying, look what God's saying here. You know, a righteous person. Is there sin? Is there something in your life that you're holding on to? And again, you know, these are just something that you have to look at in a general context. I'm not God. I'm not judging you.
Right.
I'm only looking at God's standard here. And he's saying, okay, if you're righteous, if you have right standing before me, well, what gives you right standing before him? It's not perfection. Yeah. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ, right? And if you have that relationship, you have right standing. You can go into the throne room of grace in time of need for God's mercy. And he will answer your prayer. But if you think you're going to go there kind of casually, well, you know, that doesn't happen with a holy and awesome God, does it?
No. And I think what I've noticed in my life, I can approach the Lord casually, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice that when I'm completely humbled and destroyed because of the recognition of the sin that's in my life, and I'm flattened on the floor, it's to the point where I can't even say words, Bill. The Spirit is just groaning in me. He hears that. He hears that, and that's loud and clear.
Yeah,
and that's where you get to experience those quote unquote mountain moving prayers. The obstacles that you see that are in your path that are not there by mistake. You know, our Lord loves us so much. He wants us to live an abundant life and not to be stolen, robbed, or destroyed or killed from the enemy. Mm. And that's the war that we're in. Period. That's the war we're in. And so to fight that war, we have to be full of his armor every day.
Mm-hmm.
When we step out of bed and our feet hit that floor, we have to recognize we're in his battlefield. You know, we're not called to just sit. We're called to stand and fight. And he gives us his strength. And one of the most powerful weapons we have is prayer.
Yeah. Amen. Well, and the thing is, for times like these, you know, Shelley, you know, we've got wars, we've got rumors of wars, all these things that the Bible has talked about, and we're, you know, because people ask me, go, Bill, are we in the end days? Well, even Dr. Graham had to admit, he said, yeah, these are the last of the last days. Is what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, is this a key pivot point? I don't know for sure that it is, but the fact that you asked that question is quite revealing. And so what should that do to your prayer life? And, you know, if God's hand is such that he wants to send the Lord of Heaven's armies down to save Ukraine, and I believe he's protecting Ukraine right now. And when you hear these incredible stories that are happening, it's but by God's hand. And I think we're going to hear more of that once we get beyond the fog of war. But if it is that next critical step that needs to happen that gets us to the final chapter of Revelations, where we will really realize the legitimate one world government, where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is in his rightful throne and place on the new heaven and new earth. Well, hallelujah. But if not, if for a time such as this, Shell, we're supposed to be on our face prostrate, you know, crying out to God to save Ukraine and to give us another opportunity so that in this process that they will know that he is God and that people will come running to God. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to, you know, all this other stuff is being used by God to bring people to him. And people are seeing, you know, people like yourself, Shell, people who are called by his name that are making the difference. And they're saying to them, hey, wait a minute, you're not freaking out here. What do you got that I need to have? Well, right. That's the key door opener for a time like this, isn't it?
Amen. It certainly is. And, you know, one of my friends reminded me of Psalm 36, where David cries out to the Lord and is praising his name. And in that time frame, his face, his whole countenance changes, and it's of pure radiance. And this is how we need to look to this world that is lost, so that they do exactly what you said, Bill. They say, what is it that you got that I don't have? And that's the incredible joy that only comes from his throne as you meet with him and talk with him. And it's like you said, it's a relationship.
Yes.
Why would you not want that? And this is the key. The key to the times that we're in right now is to be and act like we are flame throwers that ignite his revival. That's who we are. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I know you and I have seen tons of video coming from Ukraine, of things being obliterated in horrific situations. Well, guess what? Your next door neighbor is dealing with that kind of stuff in their life.
Yes.
You know, hurts, sorrows, prodigal children, pain. Their life has been bombed and obliterated. And if you can have the eyes of the Holy Spirit to see exactly what it is that they're going through, and you can give them the hope that's found only in Jesus Christ, then you have set the captives free. And that's our goal.
Yes.
We can truly ignite that.
One neighbor at a time, Shelley Huey. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
This is with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, you're listening to Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That is the address and all is right there just for you. Hey, do you want to live counterculturally as a Christian? Our next guest says, get married, have kids. You know, we're living in a culture that says personal freedom is more important than having a family, and parenthood robs us of achieving success and fulfillment. How selfish has our culture become to the degree that we still want to listen to God? You know, God gave us a commandment. He said, be fruitful, multiply, right? And we need this in a godly, righteous manner here. Here to talk more about it from Focus on the Family, she is an issues analyst for Focus, and her name is Nicole Hunt. Nicole, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
We have become quite selfish, haven't we, as a nation? I mean, as a people, I think, you know, we would think it's all about us, you know, have it our way. And the indication is the fact that, you know, our population seems to be dying here.
That's right. right. You know, and I'm part of the millennial generation, so I'm one of the younger generations of the population. And I think my generation and the generation that came after me are even more prone to believe those lies. I think we've been raised in a culture that made us really think about ourselves and care about ourselves more than other people. We've lived in luxury, and that's been a benefit, but also a sickness, really, of a first culture world, is that we really haven't had to think much outside of ourselves. And so I think my generation and the younger generations are especially prone to believe this lie that it's all about us.
Yeah, we're really robbing ourselves of the benefits of life when we think this way, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, I think as a mother, I'm a millennial mom of four school-age kids, and I continue to pursue career goals, but I made having a family and having a marriage a priority, and I am so glad I did. Motherhood is a gift. Fatherhood is a gift. And I believe that the lie of the culture is really stealing away one of the greatest blessings that you could ever experience in a lifetime.
What kind of looks have you been getting over the years at church when you come with your brood of kids? You know, you got four kids in tow. And because sometimes I've seen people kind of look at people and go, like, wait, what are you doing? We are overpopulating us. What's going on here?
You know, I think I've been lucky enough to really be surrounded, at least in the church community, by people who support, you know, big families. But you're right. I think especially in secular culture, to have more than maybe one or two children is very odd.
Yes.
And I think what people don't see as being such a benefit to parenthood is the high calling. One of the lies of the culture is that once you start having a family and children, you're not going to continue to grow as an individual. Like, your growth is going to stop. And I would argue that parenthood has been one of the highest callings, has called me to be my very best person. I've had to grow to be a better person because I'm living for someone else and not just myself. And on a parenting scale, that happens every single day. You get opportunities to demonstrate self-control, love, patience, kindness, compassion. That's on a daily basis.
Yeah, all the fruits of the
spirit.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Really inspires people.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. Plus, on top of that, when you got four kids, I mean, everyone is a different personality. And, you know, when you kind of feel like that plumber in a comedy cartoon that, you may fill the leak in one pipe while the other one below you in. And next thing you know, you're stretching out and you're reaching out with your toe to hold that one. And then something else busts out. I mean, that's the, you know, that just seems to be, at least in my experience. I had five kids and they were not one of them. They were totally different. And each is stretching. It's, you know, there were many oh God moments, you know, during
Absolutely.
The process.
And I think that's character shaping. Mm-hmm. That's character forming, to be able to go with the flow of, okay, children are the X factor. That was the first thing I learned when I started having kids, is you might plan out your day, but your children are going to have something else in mind. Mm-hmm. And so you need to be flexible and be able to respond in a way that's going to meet the needs of all the different people in your life. And that really does build character. And I think it also builds stamina and ability to respond well to many other things in life.
You know, Nicole, here recently there was a celebrity and she was, you know, touting abortion and saying she was glad for the two abortions she had because she was a movie star and that it would have gotten in her way. And I thought, what a sad commentary. But yet there's some people that would condition themselves have their worldview affected by somebody of notoriety making such really, you know, what you and I understand by experience is such an ignorant statement.
A sad statement. It's a real tragedy.
Yeah.
It's a real tragedy.
I mean, the loss. I mean, heaven knows what would have happened. I mean, what those two. And yet we have women all around, you know, the country who have suffered the loss of abortion and realize how dramatic it is. I mean, we've got suicide rates happening as a result of this, you know, from women who have experienced abortion. This is not consistent with God's character. God is the God of life. And when we interrupt that cycle and we interrupt his command, like I said, to be fruitful and multiply, well, we're not co-laboring with God. And, you know, some blessings clearly are going to be choked off when we, as he warned Cain, you know, said, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Well, how well is it going for you by not doing right? Maybe that's the question.
That's right. And, you know, I think the other thing is we take for granted that having a family is going to be easy. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be a perfect time to start your family. But also when the time comes and you decide, oh, I think I'll start my family now, there's really no guarantees that it's going to be easy or even possible to have biological children. But we know that families are knit together by love, and that can happen in more ways than one. And there over 117,000 children in the U.S. today who are waiting to be adopted. Wow. So there are more than one way to start a family. Yeah. And it's important that we don't take that blessing for granted.
Exactly. You've got already an existing number waiting to be adopted, and then you have situations where you have young girls who have entered into a situation that is not opportune, teenagers, and more of them are realizing that instead of abortion, you know, as hard as it is, I'm going to give up my child to adoption. And, you know, thank God that they preserve life, that their choices do not get more complicated, because as we hear oftentimes, I got to tell you, Nicole, women will tell me that have experienced abortion, you know, that's another big lie that, oh, it's so unnecessary. It's just kind of like a little bit of cancer. We're just cutting it out. No big deal. And they wonder why the heartbreak. Why, you know, they will tell me, you know, my child would have been 7 years old today. My child would have been 13. I mean, they carry this with them until the day they die for something that supposedly is so inconsequential, you know, again, you know, referencing another big lie of the culture, right?
Absolutely. I volunteered with the Crisis Pregnancy Center and regularly take helpline calls. And one of the major efforts that this center does is provide counseling to women who've had abortions, who have now like a PTSD over it. Mm-hmm. They are traumatized by the decision that they made, and it's a decision that they have to live with for the rest of their life. And I think that our culture downplays the negative impact it has on women's mental health who mm-hmm. do end up getting abortions and who have to live with that.
Well, Nicole, reinforce, you know, to those women that may be hearing this. And again, this isn't shame. This isn't judgment. This is actually redemption. You need to hear the message and hear that there is a solution, that a loving God says, come to me. Come to me. You're still my girl. I still love you. You know, and that he's a forgiving God, and he will redeem this. Only God can redeem it. Not a government, not some political figure. Only God. Right.
Absolutely. And motherhood and fatherhood, they're the leading roles of a lifetime. If you're given the opportunity, if God calls you to marriage and to have the family, if we're faithful in those roles, we can change not only our families and our communities, we can change our nation and the world by
exactly.
demonstrating love and commitment to our family.
I mentioned the low birth rate. How is this affecting our society in the long term?
Low birth rates is that it creates a momentum that future population will be less than what it already is. And as the older population ages out of the workforce, there are fewer workers to be able to keep the economy going, which means that the society and the government starts to decrease in size and in benefits and in ways that they can provide for the rest of society. So you have an overall, not just decline in the economy, but in society and overall. And I think as Americans, we value what America is because there's something exceptional and different about America. We were founded on an idea, and that idea was freedom. And for Christians, especially, it's religious freedom. We don't have a society that, like America, that values religious freedom in the future. What is the future of the church in America? What is the future of families? What's the future of the church overall and its ability to impact and influence the world for Jesus? Mm-hmm. America is a special place, and we need to keep it thriving so that the church and the Christian family can continue to thrive.
Well, you know, it's interesting because this is, you know, there have been experiments. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun where people have said, hey, look at, you know, we want to protect our culture and we're going to be so protective of it that we're not going to worry about population growth. In fact, we're not even going to have sex. And then you have stories like the Shakers in Kentucky. You know, they end up, you know, they go extinct. So, you know, one of those kind of ideas that you look and you laugh about and it goes kind of silly. But in a way, this is what selfishness can do for you. It can really mess up your mind and your perspective and kind of make you stupid, if I might say, with all due respect.
I think especially for Christians, because we know that there is a higher calling and a higher purpose, and we are in this world, but we are not of this world, and we are called to be light here. There's an even more important calling, I think, that we do marry, that we do have children, or that we adopt children, we bring children into our life, and we raise them up to be the next generation to seek light.
Nicole Hunt, thank you for being with us.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend.